Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The worst sin is that you have destroyed and betrayed yourself for nothing. That line is attributed to Fyodor Dostoevsky, and it is a heavy one. Destroyed and betrayed yourself for nothing. Think about that. Not because someone held a gun to your head. Not because you were protecting your kids. Not because speaking would have meant certain death. For nothing. Because you were afraid someone might dislike you. Because you didn't want the uncomfortable conversation. Because you didn't want to be called a name. Because everybody else was nodding along, so you nodded along too. Because keeping your mouth shut was a lot easier than opening it. And there comes a point where that just has to stop. And perhaps today is that day. This ends here. The age of the zealot. Phew, we've lived through a strange period. Cancel culture, COVID, BLM, Ukraine culture wars, political tribalism, social media mobs, endless arguments about race and sex and identity and language and nationalism, capitalism, socialism, and war and policing and immigration, everything in between. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my. And somewhere along the way, disagreement became increasingly difficult. Too many people became raging zealots. If you disagreed, you weren't just wrong. You were evil. Bad. Racist. Sexist. Fascist. Communist. A phobe of one variety or another. A traitor. An idiot. A bad person. What did millions and millions of normal people do? Well, we just shut up. We held our tongues. They nodded. They decided. We decided it wasn't worth the trouble. And I get it. I understand that impulse because there is a cost. So every time you say something you don't believe because you're afraid of the consequences of telling the truth, you're surrendering a little bit of yourself. And every time you pretend not to see something you plainly see, you're surrendering and giving away a little bit more. Every time you allow someone else to dictate what you're permitted to think, question, or discuss, you surrender more still. And eventually, I think you got to ask, what exactly am I trading my integrity for? Certainly bigger than politics. Here's where we need to be careful. This cannot become another excuse for tribalism. If your standard is their side needs to stop lying, spending, censoring, killing, stealing, and abusing power, while your side, while you give your side permission to do those same things, you've not escaped the problem. You've joined it. You're part of the problem. Principles that only appear to your enemies, or rather apply to your enemies, those aren't principles. Those are weapons. So here's a better standard from my perspective. Bad ideas are bad ideas regardless of who it is that has them. Fraud, it's wrong when my enemies do it. Fraud is wrong when my friends do it. Corruption, bad. Abusing governmental power, bad. Ignoring crime and victimization, bad. Reckless fiscal policy, bad. Needlessly destroying innocent human life, bad. Lying, bad. Dehumanizing people because they disagree with you, bad. None of those things suddenly become acceptable because the person doing them wears the jersey of your preferred political team. So that's the test. What are we protecting? Think about the inheritance that each of us has been given. Individual rights, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, equality before the law, freedom of conscience, freedom of expression, reciprocity, trust, responsibility, sovereignty, innovation and kindness, pluralism, peace, the opportunity to pursue greatness. None of those things perpetuate themselves. Civilizations don't run on autopilot. Institutions don't remain trustworthy automatically. Rights don't defend themselves. Cultures don't transmit themselves. Good things survive because people decide they're worth protecting. And sometimes protecting something requires saying, no. No, I don't agree. No, that's not true. No, I'm not going to pretend that it is. No, I'm not going to go along with this. And no, you don't get to intimidate me into silence. And no, my political allies don't get a pass either. No, not anymore. Courage has a price. Now, let's dispense with the fantasy that doing this is always going to feel good, because it won't. There will be consequences. You will lose friends. People might misunderstand you. People might call you a terrible name. You might discover that some relationships were contingent upon your compliance. Might take some arrows. That's what the courage is for. Courage isn't required when everybody agrees with you, but courage also isn't screaming at strangers on the internet. It isn't humiliating people. It isn't cruelty. It isn't becoming another zealot. Sometimes courage sounds like a calm human being saying, I don't believe that, and refusing to pretend otherwise. Got to think about who's coming after us, who's coming after you, because there's an even bigger reason to do this. Because you're not the first person in your story, and you're not the last. Lots of men and women came before you, they came before me, they worked, they built, they sacrificed, they fought, they failed, they learned, they strived, they strove, they raised families, they created institutions, and they passed something down.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread or a fully loaded bagel. And the only thing you'll think is, delicious. You won't think it's up to 19 grams of protein, but it is. You wouldn't believe it has 11 to 32 grams of fiber, but it does. Hero Bread makes loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with taste, but without all the net carbs. We're talking 0 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. With Hero Bread, there are no compromises, just flavor. There's none of the stiff baked goods you'd expect from better-for-you brands. There's just the soft, fluffy bread you crave. Plus, small batch drops of indulgent favorites, like the popular 2-gram net carb Hero Croissant and 3-gram net carb Hero Pain au Chocolat. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code IHEART at checkout. That's code IHEART at hero.co. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on hero.co.
Behind me, behind you, behind each of us are the boys and girls who will inherit whatever we leave them. Your kids, your grandkids, people you're never going to meet. What are you going to hand them? Because silence is not neutral. If reasonable people surrender every institution, every conversation, and every difficult subject because they're afraid of being called names, unreasonable people don't suddenly become reasonable. They simply encounter less resistance. The future is going to get written either way. The question is, who will help to write it? So here's my challenge to you. Decide what you actually believe. not what your political party believes, not what your favorite television personality believes, not what your friends believe, not what you're supposed to believe, what you actually believe. What do you believe? What values do you believe are worth defending? What principles are non-negotiable? Where have you been nodding along when maybe you should have been questioning? Where have you been silent because it's been uncomfortable? Where have you outsourced your judgment? Where have you betrayed yourself simply to avoid friction? And maybe most importantly, what would it look like to stop? Not tomorrow, now, today. Maybe it's having the conversation. Maybe it's saying no. Maybe it's asking the question that everybody else is afraid to ask. Maybe it's admitting that your own side is wrong. Maybe it's refusing to repeat something you don't believe. Maybe it's standing beside someone who's being unfairly attacked. Maybe it's simply telling the truth as you understand it and being willing to defend your reasoning. You don't need to become an activist. You don't need to become louder. You don't need a new flag to wave. You don't need another enemy. You don't need something. You do need something a lot harder than that. You need a spine, the willingness to live according to your principles, even when doing so costs you something. Because Dostoevsky's warning isn't just about society, some abstract society out there. It's about you. It's about me. And our worst sin is that you have destroyed yourself. We destroyed ourselves and betrayed ourselves for nothing. So let's stop doing it. Let's just knock it off. Let's stop trading our integrity for approval. Let's not trade our judgment for belonging. Let's stop trading our principles for convenience. Don't surrender your responsibility to think because somebody else is willing to do your thinking for you. And don't become the zealot you're trying to resist. Think, question, speak, listen, stand. And when something violates the principles you know are worth preserving, have the courage to say, no, not anymore. This ends here. Do your part by doing your best.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.